When you walk into a government building, does it ever occur to you that you might lose your life in that same building? Have you ever contemplated the idea that you may be caught inside, flames engulfing the walls around you? One minute you're renewing your driver's license, the next you're clamoring in the dark, smoke billowing while you try to find an exit that isn't blocked. In the government-owned buildings in Johannesburg, Tshwane and Ekurhuleni, workers, citizens and patrons very literally take their lives into their own hands every time they step foot into the doorways of police stations, civic centres and even hospitals. Firefighters and fire safety inspectors say public hospitals, licensed centres, police stations and civic centres are the worst when it comes to flouting the Occupational Health and Safety Act, which governs fire safety compliance. Glenn Mahawi, Deputy President of the Independent Police Union of South Africa, says that people shouldn't even occupy the Pretoria Central Police Station, which he says already bears the scars of previous fires.
It's bad. Mm. It's very bad. It's very bad. It's not good for human for people to stay there.
He told us that the Pretoria Central Police Station, which has over 1,000 citizens and police officers using it daily, hasn't had a working fire extinguisher since 2019. Its sprinklers don't work, and even its fire escape doors are locked. A doctor at the emergency room at Helen Joseph Hospital, who preferred to remain anonymous, describes how she narrowly managed to prevent a fire in July, which could have very easily destroyed the entire emergency room, killing both staff and patients.
And we've overloaded with patients. So for example, now with COVID, we've had to use a huge amount of oxygen just to keep patients alive, which means there's been free oxygen flowing all over the corridors. We have patients, relatives, when people die, the relative is the place where the patient died. It's a cultural tradition. So they come in, and usually they come in with some sort of twigs, branches from trees, and they're blessed with that. The one time they're locked up with the branches, but with the candle as well, and we're about to walk into our resuscitation area with this candle, with all this oxygen floating around. That's a massive fire. There's no ways we would have been able to control that. Fortunately, I caught them and I literally had to blow out their candles before they got into the oxygen-rich environment.
She explains how she managed to stop a grieving family from entering a ward with a lit candle. The problem is well known, and yet very little is actually being done about it. But why? Tasneem Motara, Provincial Infrastructure and Development Department, MEC, confirmed Gauteng government buildings were not fire safe. She said that the department ensured that government buildings were fire safety compliant when handed to the departments using them. But she added that users needed to alert the department to any firefighting equipment that was broken or needed servicing.
What is then the responsibility of both the user and the custodian? So depending on which aspects you look at, the custodian has got certain responsibilities, and then the user has got certain responsibilities to ensure that compliance is maintained and updated when any changes in compliance take place.
She also explains that the reallocation of finances and budget cuts have also had a remarkable impact on maintenance and compliance.
So unfortunately, over a long period of time, government, and it's whether it's in the municipality or provincial government or national government, have cut back on maintenance of budgets for maintenance of our properties over a period of time. And that's, of course, owing to the competing priorities. So, for instance, last year we had huge budget cuts, and we'll continue to have budget cuts over the next 3 years to make provision, and that's a national treasury cutting budgets of provinces, and that is to make provision for other priorities. And I think the Minister of Finance would have, at the time, would have outlined where those priorities are. So when you have budget cuts, there are certain things that that you can't cut budgets on, and then there are certain things that sadly face the brunt of the budget cuts. So if you have a budget cut in education, you can't cut budgets on teachers and salaries and the like, but you end up cutting on maintenance and new infrastructure. And then you've led to, which creates a situation of crowded schools, etc., etc., etc.
But Wynand Engelbrecht of the firefighting company Fire Ops SA, on the other hand, suggests that not being able to hold anyone truly accountable in any of these buildings, paired with a lack of knowledge, are really to blame for the unnecessary risk.
It can be a judge in the High Court if he doesn't know that the door interleading between this room and that room should be a fire door. How will he even report the matter to Public Works? And if Public Works don't have people who are genuinely well qualified to understand fire safety, how will they even address the problems in those buildings? The incompetence is born only after the fact that they are not informed. And they're not informed because they're not interested. And they're not interested because they don't have a responsibility as an individual nowhere in the government sector. Everything is a collective responsibility. So nobody takes responsibility for anything because they can't be held responsible. The collective of all 50 people on this floor are responsible for this floor. Okay, so who's responsible? So nobody is responsible. So who cares? It's a matter of a government, a state service that has not the foggiest idea of what it means to apply fire safety. So how can you even blame them in their ignorance? And will the ignorance be good forever? Will it always stand them good to say, oh well, we just didn't know. It wasn't my responsibility, it's actually Joe's responsibility. And I say to myself, all we have to do is when the building burns, evacuate the people as best we can and fight the fire. Because before that moment, the state or the occupant of that building in general just don't do nothing about it. If you ask any government department, and once again, you can go to the Department of Justice, you can go to the appellate court and ask them to produce their occupancy certificate that says they may even be in that building, and they won't be able to produce it. If you go to the civic center, the council's own building, and say to the mayor, can you produce an occupancy certificate for this building, the civic center in Braamfontein? Unless he produces one right now and just quickly make up one, there is nothing on record, man.
Interviews for this piece were conducted by Graham Hoskin. For Times Live Podcasts, I am Paige Mullan.